Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Better relationships equal better sex. Sinclair Institute, the leader in sex education products for adults, has been saying it for over 20 years. I've seen some of their DVDs, and I highly recommend them. Find Sinclair's ad on my products page on my website, sexwithemily.com, and save 50% off any one item when you put in Emily50 at checkout. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, find out how to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and all that good stuff. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. We love being here during the show, don't we, Menace?
Yeah, we do.
It's been, like, such good times.
It has been good times.
I know. I'm just so happy. I was walking here today thinking, we've had some good times, and I get excited to see you every week, Menace.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted you to know that.
I really enjoyed our last podcast.
I know. Those were great guests. We're going to have a lot more guests in 2011.
Cool. Yeah, I booked, you can find them on Stitcher, Greg from Fernando and Greg. Just search Fernando and Greg on Stitcher, and you can listen to their podcast. They're hilarious.
So they're like one of the most popular morning shows in San Francisco.
And so Greg is going to come by.
I can't wait. In a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we are going to be having more guests like we used to. If you know, we've got 190 some odd shows. And so a lot of them we have guests, some we don't. But there's going to be more shows and more guests in 2011. So today's show, we're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some topics include condoms and communication. If you're in love with a friend, what to do? Do you tell her? Hand jobs, ejaculation, and so much more about sex. Plus, we'll be giving you some hot new sex facts from 2010. What were the hottest sex facts of 2010? And some sex in the news. And that's what we're doing here. This is the 45-minute show. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily.
What's your plans for the weekend?
My plans for the weekend.
You usually go to a cabin somewhere with just friends and consume wine.
Exactly.
So what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm staying in town in San Francisco, and I actually have a date.
Really?
Yes.
Who is this person that I can analyze?
Can you analyze and break him down? He's a guy I've actually gone on a few dates with. We're old friends. It's an interesting scenario that we've been friends for a while, and a bunch of people said to me, you should date this guy. You should date this guy. Why don't you date him? Why don't you date him? And then finally, I was like, okay, I'll date him. Because I think he's awesome, but we never thought about dating, and now we just started.
How did you never thought about dating?
It just never, honestly, we were friends, and it never occurred to me.
He's always wanted to date you.
No,
though,
I don't think so.
No, not possible.
Why not possible?
Because guys don't think that way.
You think that he's always wanted to date me. Why wouldn't he have asked me out?
Because maybe he's a puss.
No, he's
not. How did this going out eventually happen? Because friends kept on suggesting
literally,
it.
He
couldn't do it. He couldn't pull the trigger.
Three friends of mine in a matter of a month, three really good friends, let's call him Joe, just because, they said to me, one friend says to me, friend number one, Emily, why did you just date Joe? And I'm like, Joe? And then friend number two, you'd be great with Joe. I'm like, Joe? And then friend number three, you should go out with Joe. So that night, I'm at a party with Joe, and we're all there, group, because we have the same group of friends, and everyone left but the two of us.
It sounds like there's a setup going on.
I don't think there was a setup.
Are they all mutual friends?
No, they're not all mutual friends. They're all friends of Joe.
They know, yeah.
But he did not set them up for it.
Setup.
No, they didn't.
Plot
it was just,
has happened.
No, honey.
Oh, and they all left?
No, that
plot,
just happens. He
plot.
And I have gone home together before, like not together, gone home, but we've driven, we've partied, we've hung out a lot. So these were all three random friends who they all do know each other, but they in random times said it to me. And then finally I was like, oh my God, maybe, but I never thought that he was interested in me. I don't know. So it's been a few times going out.
There's nothing wrong with the plot. I'm just saying.
You prove the plot.
Play it like there wasn't a plot going on.
I don't think there was a plot going on. I think that my friends
had secret meetings with these people,
and he was like,
to plant the
seeds. No, I think that it was just really random and organic, and that I finally said, huh, okay, Joe. So then we're driving home from this party this one night, and he drove me home, and we made plans to go on a date.
Really?
Yeah. And so we've gone on a few dates, and he's swell.
Okay, tell me the fine restaurant that you'll be going to this
weekend. We are going we have a 9 o'clock reservation tonight.
Yes.
I don't remember where, but I'm very excited because it's a long day.
It's a long week. Reservation, so you know it's a classy place.
Sure, classy. Exactly. I appreciate that. Then you don't have to wait in line.
God.
And it's going to be good food. So I've got that, and then tomorrow, I'm going to a Golden Globes party on Sunday with all my girlfriends. Uh-huh. I'm not so into the Golden Globes, but I'm into getting together with my girlfriends and drinking wine and watching all the people and what they're wearing. Uh-huh. So I'm going to do that on Sunday. And then, Saturday night, I'm going to a comedy festival thing.
What?
Sketch Fest. Do you know this in City?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be funny. It's going to be lame. Yeah. I'll let you know next week. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, I canceled. I was going to go see the Green Hornet at Pixar
tonight,
this evening, but aww, I canceled it to have my date with you,
uh-huh,
our weekly date. I'm going to go and visit my friend in Modesto, California.
Okay, which is that's far.
Really not a fun place to go.
It must be a girl who's going to do something.
No, it's me and my buddy.
Really? You like him that much that you're going to Modesto?
He does a syndicated radio show, and we are going to be working on a project.
Okay.
So I'll be there. And
all weekend? So we can't hang out this weekend?
Time of my life. And yeah, that's where I'll be.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go out much. I'm trying to move.
Yeah.
Into my own place.
Good.
And hopefully that works out at the end of the month. So I've been focused
nearby here.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes from our radio station.
Oh, honey, that's so perfect.
Yeah, so I'm focusing all my energy on that.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. Moving is a big stressor. Mm-hmm. Big time suck.
Yeah.
Moving. That's why I'm never gonna move again. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things have been going on, like just notes, because we haven't recorded the show. I guess it's been a week and a half. So I start to collect notes and stuff and things. And I was like, of all my friends that they tell me, but I was thinking that here's a few little points that I thought were very telling from that came from my social world this week.
Okay.
One thing is my friend went out with this friend, another friend of mine. I didn't really fix him up, but they've known each other. Just we all know each other. And he was bummed because on their second date, she did not do the wallet pull. She didn't pull for her wallet.
Gold digger.
No. She was like, second date, he's going to pay. He asked me out, and he was like, you know, I really liked your friend, Emily, but she mm-hmm. didn't even offer to pay. And my friend, he's well off. He's fine. He doesn't need her to pay, but he just wanted the gesture.
Yeah.
So I just started feeling like kind of bad because I do the he wanted her to do the reach.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have accepted her visa, but I was going to say VASA.
Yeah,
I almost said something else. Her VAG. But he was like, and I'm like, really? That's your problem? Like, it's your second date. I think that's fine that she didn't offer to pay on the second date.
No.
You want her to do the reach?
I want her to do
the
reach.
The wallet reach is what I'm talking about. And then you put your...
I will pay for every meal from now till the end of time.
But you just want her to reach.
I want her to do the reach.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And I've had girls like that, too, where they don't even acknowledge. They just let you...
I know. There's the girls who don't even say thank you.
Yeah. Just
have you been out with those women who don't even thank you? They're like, of course you paid, and I'm not even going to thank you. That, to me, is rude.
Go out with that bitch again? No.
Never.
Not going to happen.
I know. And every guy that I go out with that pays, I'm always like, thank you so much for dinner. I really appreciate it. But I think the second date, he made the plan. They went out. Like, she wasn't going to do the reach. Whatever.
Well, did she mention?
She said thank you. I don't think she did anything. Mm. And he was like, that was his only negative.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was lame.
She should have done the reach.
I don't think she should have done the reach.
You stopped doing the reach about at least 4 or 5 dates in. Not on the second date.
And then, yeah, I guess so. Maybe you do the reach 4 or 5 dates in, but not on the second date. I agree. He prematurely wanted her to reach.
No. She does the reach 4 to 5 dates in, and then she can stop doing the reach.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I disagree, but I think I stopped just doing the reach lately, but I'll do the reach. Wow. Now I'm going to do the reach tonight because I feel bad.
Yeah.
Ay vey. Okay, so listen. Here's another thing. So
that's why you've been having problems lately.
What are my problems lately?
You're not reaching.
I'm not reaching for the wallet.
Yeah.
sometimes after, but you know, a lot of times I'm just not even paying attention. I'm really engrossed in the conversation, and the bill came, and then I'm like, oh, I do that. I think I do the reach. I think I'm like, oh, and he's
there
like, don't worry about it.
Some kind of gesture.
He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, thanks. I'll get it next time.
Because there's going to be a big glowing sign above your head, gold digger, if you don't do the reach.
Not true. Just a lot of men want to pay. I know what you were saying, though. You're saying that you want to pay, but you also would like her to do the reach.
I guarantee men will pay 95% of the time, but you got to do the reach.
I'm going to do the reach tonight.
All right.
So then another interesting thing that happened is one of my best friends lives in New York. He's an old, old friend of mine, and we talk about sex and relationships a lot. And he is a good friend that he used to live in L.A., and I used to stay with him all the time, and no sex, never fooled around with him,
how
if that was your next
wiener?
Question. I've never, ever seen him naked, nor have I fooled around with him. But he is one of my favorite people on the planet. He, like, I live with him. Like, we're super tight. And when we talk about sex, I could tell that he, and he's even told me that he doesn't like performing oral sex on women because he doesn't. He always made it seem like, oh, I just don't do it. I don't do it. But it turns out the reason he doesn't do it is because he feels like he doesn't know what he's doing down there. And he kind of, in his mind, was just saying to me all these years, oh, I just don't do it. I don't do it. And I'm like, well, you're lame. But what happened was he said to me, the truth is, Emily, I don't know what I'm doing. So he was with this woman recently, and he started to do the typical male thing where they were hooking up. He started ripping her clothes off to have sex with her. And she said, whoa, back up. Don't you want to know my body? Don't you want to touch me? And don't you want to do other things? And don't you want to, stop. don't you want to go down on me? And he said, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't know what I'm doing down there. And here's like a 35-year-old man. Like, he was like, because he was nervous. He's never had a woman say to him, stop what you're doing, stop the presses, and go down on me. So he's like, honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing. So what she told him, which I thought was great advice, and he said that it was amazing. She said, just make out with my vagina. Like, you're kissing me.
Vulva.
She actually said pussy. That was the word that she said.
Nice.
I wrote it down.
Classy lady.
Sorry. But I took quote. I was writing notes.
Uh-huh.
She said, just do it like you're kissing me. That's what you should do down there. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, it was so amazing that he hasn't heard those noises since Star Wars.
Okay.
He's like, Emily, she was like, she said, make out with me, make out with that area like you're French kissing. And he just said that it's changed his entire sexual experience. Like, now he's psyched to go down on women. So I wonder how many men just have this fear that they don't know what they're doing because every woman is different. Mm-hmm. And so this, I thought that was a good tip. I mean, this is going to work for every woman, but I think it's true that a lot of men, either when they're going down on a woman, they perform oral sex on a woman, they either do too much pressure, too much sucking, too much. But if you like make it like a kiss, it's kind of nice. I thought that was a nice little analogy. Why are
it
you
is.
Rolling your
no,
eyes?
No, no. I'm
they're
saying,
going cross-eyed right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That's an amazing story, and it's awesome, and I hope it works out for anyone. But just that one moment where she goes, hey, stop.
You can't get past that.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You're like, you would have kicked her ass out. You'd be like, stop,
whoa,
and yeah, get out of here. You would have told
her. No, I don't want to tell her to leave, but I would have been extremely afraid at that point.
He was afraid.
It would have went two ways.
Right.
And it went an awesome way right there.
Right.
Or it could have been.
Because he's a good guy. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to face my fear. My 30, 20 years I've been hooking up with women, and I don't go down on them because I have fear. And it's funny because I'm his best friend. You think he could have talked to me about it. But it looks like it took this woman that he really wanted to let he really liked to do it. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that story because I thought it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful
so,
story.
So let's get into some emails.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I do like that. Can I mention one thing,
please,
though? Sorry to throw everything off. I got to tell you a funny story. Before we got in the studio here, for the past month, and you might have emails about this because we've had some in the past, about ejaculating on the face,
yes,
right?
Yes, we've had a lot.
So this guy has been messaging me on Facebook, on IM, and his name is somebody's name that I know, right? And he's been saying, hey, I've been wanting to do this with my girlfriend and blah, blah. And I've been giving him some tips. And then he goes like, oh, man, I finally did it. It's awesome. She loves it. And this is so cool. And then he's been messaging me about it all the time. This has probably been going on. I don't even know how
long. So he listens to the show and then found you on chat.
Yeah.
On Facebook chat.
And so he's been talking to me about it and all this stuff, right? Just before we got in the studio today, I clicked on the profile because I thought it's been one of my old interns this entire time.
wasn't my old intern, just one of our random listeners. So I've been like, I was wondering because I was talking to him about like other stuff, and it's like he's not even
responding, right? Like, so just some random guy. Where did he live?
I didn't even
right. That's so
but
funny.
But then I like realized it wasn't one of my old interns.
Yeah,
he just happened to have the same name.
Oh,
first and last.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, that was
so
nice of you to give advice to our listeners so they can find you on Facebook chat.
Facebook/.
Do you chat on Facebook?
White Miss. I rarely do. I'm not on there. I use another program that updates my Facebook. So if I am not responding to you, most likely I'm not really there.
Right. And I'm not. If I'm not responding to you, I'm reading your letter on the email on the show.
Sweet.
That's what I try to do. Okay. So what else? You just brought up something that I was going to say. But anyway, you should bring those things in if people do email you separately.
Okay.
We could read them. Okay. So this is from Etienne. He writes us a lot. So here's some of his experiences. He had some feedback because he loves the show. Hi, Emily. Love the show after 175 episodes.
Wow.
It just amazes me. There are many things you take as the truth that are not my experience.
Okay.
So there's some things that I've said that he does not agree with. Number one, condoms do make a big difference. Making love with a condom is like reading Braille with gloves. There may not be a perceptible change to women, but there's certainly a change when I do feel my penis's skin sliding in a woman's vagina. And yet, in the name of disease prevention, I use condoms and thoroughly enjoy my time. Number two, vibrators do absolutely nothing for me anywhere. I've tried hoping that I might enjoy the same pleasures women do with the vibrator. Nada, nothing. Because we've talked on the show that some men really enjoy, like if they're using a vibrator during sex, that when it does vibrate on them, it feels good. Number three, communication is not only done through words. Often body language is far more revealing than conversation. There are times when silence is far more intimate than chatting. It is much easier to lie with words than it is with physical action. So extremely important to pay attention to your mate to sense where they are in their world of pleasure. So there are a few things I've learned about sex in my 50 years of being a horny guy, from Etienne. So he's saying condom is like, he doesn't love condoms, but he's using them. That's, we've talked about how condoms aren't great, right? But you have to use them.
Yeah, it's mandatory.
It's mandatory. Like, there was all this stuff in the paper recently, too, how there's just like all these outbreaks. Like, you got to use condoms.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, vibrators do nothing for him. And communication, you should listen to your woman or your man's body language so you know it feels good. You don't just have to talk about it. You can.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Have you heard of the tuxedo condom?
No.
Why has no one heard of the tuxedo condom?
I don't know. What is it?
It's just a black condom, but it's called the tuxedo condom.
It's like when you get dressed up, you're like, tonight's the night for the black condom.
Yeah,
lady.
The black condom. It's just so, I don't know. I was having this conversation the other night because the tuxedo condom was the first condom I ever used.
Oh, I've never, ever heard of it. Is it a California thing? I wasn't born in California.
No, it's made by Durex, I think.
Okay.
Durex or Trojan, one of them.
No. What, do you like looking down and seeing your penis with a black condom on it?
No, but I'm just saying I was just joking around about it, and no one's ever heard of it.
Never
and
heard of it.
You never heard of it either.
Sorry, and I feel like I know a lot about condoms.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of condoms and sex, let's do a shout-out to our advertiser, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is awesome. You go to adamandeve.com because I think if you haven't tried a sex toy yet, you want to try a sex toy, there's one that you know that you want, it is the perfect time to do so because Adam and Eve is offering 50% off most items to Sex with Emily loyal listeners. They'll even throw in 3 adult DVDs and a free gift plus free shipping. So you go to Adam and Eve, enter coupon code Emily at checkout. It's that easy. You can get a Hitachi magic wand. You can get a vibrating ring, which is great for men and women during sex. You can get a clitoral vibrator, like a pocket rocket. And if you're looking for a special gift, you can get, you know what I love about the website is they break it down into toys for couples, toys for men, toys for women. So you can explore. It's not overwhelming. You can be like, oh, I want to get something for couples. And then there'll be a massage kit. So you can find anything in Adam and Eve. Just use coupon code Emily at checkout and you get 50% off most items. So thank you to Adam and Eve.
Love them.
Love them. Okay. Hey there. Happy New Year. I love your show. I've learned so much listening to your show's tips and info. You will make the perfect wife since you love sex. Anyway, I want to come in and sit on the show sometime. You and Menace are awesome. Signed, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. I don't even. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Oh, it
reminds me again. Sorry. On Facebook. I had another woman message on my wall, and she said that how much she loved the show, and she's another married woman that
hitting
loves,
on you.
Yeah, hitting on me.
Wow.
I don't like that.
You don't like
Thank
that?
Thank you for listening to the show. Email Emily.
Exactly. Email. Oh, you can email me feedback at sexwithemily.com or my fan page is Sex with Emily on Facebook.
I'm not going to talk to a married woman.
He doesn't do married women. I know. So she's like, hi, I'm married. What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, no. She was very nice. She was just saying how much she loved the show. And
okay.
She was just making fun on how she's married and she's a fan of me.
Okay.
Story of my life.
Everyone's a fan.
No.
A lot of people like you.
No, I don't know. People love you.
No, they like me.
Oh, come on.
No, they love me. No, they like me. Okay. Dear Emily, I just started listening to your podcast a couple weeks ago, and I'm still trying to play catch up on previous episodes. Recently, I've dug myself into a bit of a hole regarding a friend of mine. I've been in love with this girl for well over a year now, and I cannot get up the nerve to ask her out. I know going from friends to lovers is a tricky thing, and I don't want to mess it up. So my question to you is, should I tell her how I feel and risk the friendship or just stay in the friend zone and enjoy what I already have? Your new loyal listener, Ray RJ from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Wow.
Canada. Hello, RJ. Okay, we've talked about this before. It's really hard when you're dating a woman or when you're friends with a woman and you are in the friend zone. You've picked her up when her car broke down. You've helped her run errands. I don't know what you've done for her. Picked her up from God knows where. I always think men are doing driving errands. But the thing is that I think that your fear about presenting, first of all, she might feel the same way as you. She might not. But how much longer are you going to be able to stay friends with her without actually saying, hey, I think we should try it. I think you try to make out with her one night. I think that you should just go for it and make the move because you will kick yourself forever if you don't try it. If you don't try to move out of the friend zone. You don't want to be in the friend zone. You got to move out of it. Is it that ideal? Ideally, you would have just moved right into the relationship. However, maybe you didn't know that you liked her at the time. But that happens a lot. We become really good friends with someone and then eventually we see them in a different light. So I would say don't worry about ruining your friendship. If you already have a strong friendship, there's nothing wrong with you saying, hey, I was thinking that maybe you and I could, you know, go out sometime.
And I say this all the time. And if she says no, you're not going to die.
You are not going to die. And in fact, it's good for you.
Yeah, nothing bad's going to happen to you.
It's a very good experience for you to try this out, to try communicating. And because so many men, I think, issues that men have around sex comes to their fear of not being taken seriously, their fear of rejection, their fear of, you know, so many things that you just have to conquer your fears by constantly doing it, asking women out when you find them interesting, when you find them attractive. Just do it. Go for it.
And another thing.
Yes, dear.
We have to recap because we did two podcasts ago that asked a girl out on a date. I had to cancel on her. And then we were supposed to meet today.
Oh, that's right. You asked her out on the air.
Yeah, and I had to cancel.
Why?
Because of work. I had to cancel. And then we were going to meet up today. We had it all planned. And then she had to cancel on me. So
you haven't seen her yet?
I haven't seen her yet.
Wow.
But I have to go do like some DJ thing. And
tonight?
No.
Oh, okay.
But later
eventually.
On. And she
so
wants
you're going
to
invite her to that.
She wants to go. So.
So who have you been having sex with this week?
This week?
Yeah.
You know, the usual.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean? What does it mean?
I want, like, baseball playing cards, but of the women that you sleep with.
Baseball playing cards?
Well, not baseball. I want, like, your date. I want cards that are, like, baseball cards, but of all the women, the stats, like, the women that you date and just go through them every week. Like,
yeah.
A deck of cards
oh,
of all
okay.
the women. I don't know why I just thought baseball cards, because I thought that'd be cool. Do they still make them with the gum in it? I love those.
I don't think so. But let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
If you're friends with a woman and you're dating another woman, or you, I don't know, want to tell them about it, it's not a good idea. Because that woman is just going to, your friend is just going to analyze them and not say anything good about them.
Wait, back up. This is the woman that you're interested in. You don't know if you should tell her that you're dating other people?
No, not that.
Oh, okay, then what?
No, scratch that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're friends with a woman.
Friends with a woman, yeah.
Okay, like I'm friends with you.
Right.
I don't need to bring a bunch of playing cards or show you their Facebooks and what they look like and what they
no.
do.
But I'm interested.
That's not going to benefit me at all.
Well, I just, why? Maybe I'll have good feedback. I'll be like, she looks psycho. She looks depressed. She looks like she has body
no.
issues. No, just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But
I don't think that's going to benefit me in any way.
To show me. It wouldn't benefit you. Or, right. Okay, maybe not.
Not until, like, I started, like,
really getting serious and bringing them around.
Yeah, they're probably won't help, but it would just be for my pure entertainment value.
Yeah, I don't think it would help.
And I think that you should entertain me sometimes, and I don't think that'd be a bad thing, but you don't have to. Maybe we'll stay a little late and go on your Facebook page.
All right.
Okay. Okay, this is from Jason. Remember, Jason writes a lot from Baltimore. He's still caught up on the hamburger thing. Hey, E, I'm catching up on podcasts a little behind. I'm thinking you could combine the Wendy thing with the hamburger thing if you dress up like Wendy and use the stockings with the wig like you said you did when you were a kid. I mean, we're going to have to describe that. Explain this after. I mean, burglars and bank robbers put stockings on their heads, right? So you could kill two fetishes with one stone. Me, if I had to pick and we're keeping it with the fast food thing, I'd tell Menace to ask you to dress up like Sonic Girl. Do you have Sonics out here, out there? Their employers still deliver the orders to cars on roller skates. So that could be a combo of a Sonic Girl and Roller Girl from Boogie Nights. LOL, hope all is well. Jason from Baltimore.
Okay, recap.
So recap is that for some God knows reason, Menace and I a few weeks ago were in the studio talking about what we would and would not do in the sake
Let me break it down.
Break it down a little bit.
I said, what about if you found the dream guy? He's perfect in every single way, everything that you've ever wanted. And you always bring up on like, oh, you got to play out your fantasies and you got to do this. You got to dress up, you know, you got to do all that. And I go, what about if this guy, when he was a kid, he really liked McDonald's. He was the biggest fan of McDonald's. That brought him so much joy. For some reason, his fetish, his fantasy would be for you to dress up as the Hamburglar. And you said, even though he's my dream guy, everything I ever wanted, I wouldn't do it.
I would laugh my ass off and be sweaty hot as the Hamburglar afterward, too.
I go, okay, fine. You won't be the Hamburglar? And I go, that's kind of messed up of you. How about you be Wendy from Wendy's? And you said, no, because you had a wig issue when you were a child.
Right. I had a wig issue where I was Raggedy Ann in the ice show and the wig fell off.
Yes.
And now he wants me to be Sonic Girl, but I like, so that's the story. And this has come up. People love this. But listen, here's the thing. I love the idea of Roller Girl from Boogie Nights. I was actually her on Halloween once. So I would totally be Roller Girl. I've got like tight shorts and cute little things.
See,
but that's getting off sidetrack here.
That's sexy. We're talking about things that are not sexy.
The Hamburglar with his crazy eyes and his like his goggles and he's a burglar.
Okay. What about the Burger King guy?
Even a Burger King guy.
Yeah, there is. He's
no,
the
there's
king.
Not.
The king.
He's a king?
Yeah. You just
what
wear
does
the
he
king
like?
Mask. He has a beard. He has a
You know way
beard,
too much about fast
and
food.
He has a crown. You can buy it for Halloween.
How about
you buy masks? The Burger King mask. You should Google it. I'm telling you.
I'll go on the Google for it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what fast food I like. Like, I would be like the Big Boy. Remember the Big Boy? Do they have Big Boy? Does everyone know what Big Boy is? It's a chain in the Midwest.
Yeah, no.
He wears
a
checkered
couple,
suit.
Yeah,
he's kind of fat.
Okay. That's weird.
I'd be Dairy Queen. Do they have something? I love Dairy Queen. Do they have an icon?
No.
Okay.
What about Jack from Jack in the Box? You got to just wear the head. You know?
Just wear the head?
You're completely naked, but you wear the Jack in the Box head, the round.
The big round head with the pointy yellow hat?
Yeah. Dream Guy just wants you to wear the Jack head while you're having sex.
Dream Guy is psychotic.
No, it's just something. You know?
Now I know, and I would be open to discussing first why he's obsessed with Jack in the Box. And does he want me to jump out of the box or just wear the hat? Like, we'd have to work it down. You're saying he just doesn't even want me to jump out of the box.
He just wants you to
wear
the
me,
white...
that's a bummer. Jumping out of the box would be the fun part.
No, you don't actually jump out of a box. The whole thing is that you wear
it's a
the
ribby,
brown, white head, and you're completely naked and you're having sex. What's wrong with that?
I still don't feel hot or sexy in a big white styrofoam head.
It's not about you. It's about fulfilling his fantasy.
Okay. what would he do for me? I'd have to have get him back.
He's
and have
He's your dream
him just
guy.
Like,
he does everything that you want.
Honey, my dream guy does not want me to dress up like the Hamburglar, nor does he want me to dress up like Jack in the Box.
I'm just saying, what about if you encounter this?
I think
what
we have
are
to
you
going
to do?
I think we've got time restraints.
You never answer anything.
I'm answering.
You
I'm
just
saying.
You just want to be nice and say, I'd be open to it, but you're really not.
I
just
would be
it.
Open to it. If he had a really good reason for why, like, oh my God, my whole life, like, I used to
go to Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box and masturbate in the parking lot. I don't know. I don't know what he did with them. We rubbed the french fries over his nipples.
That would hurt.
Oh my God. Okay. I think that we could get into some sex in the news.
Okay.
I mean, we have tons of emails too.
How about we do one more email and then news?
That's
sex
a
and
great
news.
Idea. Okay. I will do one more because there are so many. And thanks everyone for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. Hey, Emily and Menace, just want to let you know that I'm 16 and I've been with my girlfriend for 1.5 years and I'll be marrying her. Love the show and we have great sex life. She's an amazing lover and I hope that I am as well. That wasn't really a question. That was just a thank you.
Oh, thank you.
From William in Victoria, Australia. We have so many listeners in Australia.
Love Australia. Never been there, but it looks cool on TV.
Totally. Okay. So that might be
just a shout out.
Just a shout out. We love that. We love when you love us. Okay, I think I'm just gonna. I got too many. Can I be honest? I have so many emails that I'm gonna do another email show after. But right now, let's move into some sex in the news.
Go for it.
Because there's lots of there's so much sex in the news. Okay, ready?
It's either babies are cheating. I need something new.
What do you mean babies are cheating?
It's either somebody's having a baby or somebody's cheating on somebody. There's nothing like scandalous.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'll bring it for you.
Okay.
Okay, this is scandalous.
All right.
David Beckham denies under oath having sex with a prostitute. Did you hear about this? David Beckham swears under oath he never had sex with a prostitute who claims she had a threesome with him in 2007. She claims that in August 2007, he committed adultery and other prostitute by paying for sex with the two of them. Then about a month later, he says she did it again, blah, blah, blah. He denied under oath he did
lie detector?
Yeah.
Test?
Yeah. Yeah. Swears under oath. He didn't do a lie. That was another story. Swears under oath that he didn't have sex with the prostitute. I didn't even hear that he had sex with the prostitute.
Why is he swearing under oath? I mean,
I don't know why. Maybe because this woman's really coming after him and he's got a $25 million lawsuit against this woman. And so he swore under oath.
He's suing her.
He's suing her.
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
He probably didn't. Or maybe he did.
She must be a really good prostitute if she has $25 million.
I know. Well, it'll be like, I don't know where it'll be from. But do you believe, like, all these Scott, who knows if he did? Like, a lot of me think, like, oh, he's on the road all the time. Like, maybe he did have a threesome. But if he's going under oath, I don't know. You're not going to lie about that.
What?
Okay,
oh,
so that
no
was a scandal.
Lied under oath?
They have, but I don't know. Would you go that far? Would you settle out of court? What would you do? I don't know. But I think all these, I mean, I have so many friends who are, like, obsessed with dating athletes and they just want to. I mean, I think the athletes just, like, get around a lot of them. And they,
like,
I have friends who are obsessed with them.
Like,
and they
Kim Kardashian will only, like, date
I
athletes.
I know. Are you bummed about that? Would you want to date her?
I've met her. She's very sweet and nice.
Was she hot?
She's extremely hot. All
but
the
she's
sisters.
Almost, like, too hot. She's almost, like, tries so hard to be hot. She's like, always got her breasts everywhere and, like, lots of makeup. And I'm not saying she's not attractive, but it just seems like she doesn't just roll out of bed.
Oh, no. But she admits that, too.
I know. You're right. I guess no one does, really, except for me. Like, I'm here with my hair wet, and I just roll out of bed. But, yeah.
But they're all, I wish I would get them in, because they're hilarious. They're very open about sex and all
I know.
That kind
Let's
of stuff.
Get them in. Let's get them in the show. We're going to be doing it 5 days a week soon.
I can probably make a call.
You can swing that, Producer Menace. Okay, so do you remember I talked about this a few months ago, that there was going to be a sex toy drive-through opening in Alabama? Well, it finally opened, and it's like taking off. Business is brisk with cars lining up 3 deep in a new drive-in through Alabama that fought the law to sell adult items, including vibrators, lubricants, lingerie, and sex toys to customers who seek privacy and convenience. Sex toys can be sold if they're needed. So they kind of found this loophole. That it's illegal to sell sex toys in Alabama. So their loophole was that if a toy is needed for medical, scientific, educational, legislative, judicial, or law enforcement purposes, then you can buy one. So people have to fill out a form checking that they have issues or that they have one of these conditions and they can buy a toy. So it's crazy. There's like cars lined up and they're selling tons of toys and they're the only drive-through place like it in America that they know of.
Wow. I can just imagine. I hope that it's like a fast food drive-in. Like, you have your menu where you look at it, and you're like, oh, I would like a number 11 today.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and then you go up to the window and you just pay.
You just That'd pay. Be cool. You don't have to go inside. There's no, like, sketchiness. There's no one trying to sell you a huge vibrator that you don't want.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. Go Alabama. I'm surprised there's not one here. A sex toy totally. Drive-thru. But we have, like, the actual buildings here and stuff. Okay, so... Oh. Then we have, great sex is all about intimacy and connection. Believe
Here
it or not.
Again.
Here we go again.
Trying to sell this.
Put away your vacuum pump and edible underwear. A study released argues these are simply kinks in the road to great sex. So the study suggests that sexual fulfillment has far less to do with technique and perfect bodies, as people often think, and more to do with such factors as presence, connection, and erotic intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Play the harp. Unfortunately, popular culture tells people that great sex is about varying your routines, trying new positions, buying new sex toys, which is what I say all the time. All you have to do is stand in line at any checkout counter and see magazines that are blaring these headlines. But there's plenty of evidence that most people believe that the secret to sexual fulfillment is technical. But, however, what the study found is that there are 8 components that significantly can contribute to sex, and that is being present, connecting, looking each other's eyes, in sync, intimate, and uninhibited. And it turns out that intense physical sensation and orgasm were not a part of it. So orgasms, we're always thinking orgasms, the holy grail. Gotta have an orgasm, gotta have an orgasm. Didn't even come up in the study. People just want to feel connected.
Really?
And loved. And they want you to look in their eyes.
What does the boy band in sync have to do with this?
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Oh, because I said it'd be in sync?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure,
God.
You know, JT has given many women orgasms.
Yeah. But people
You don't
say,
even know who I'm talking about.
No, what are you talking about?
JT. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake has given many. I'm not saying orgasms are important. I'm just saying that they did this 5-year study, and the factors were about intimacy and connection and not about doing some crazy sex tricks. Although crazy sex tricks probably don't hurt. So that's what we got for sex in the news.
I like that.
You like it, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got a little bit of... sex tips here. Here's some random hot new sex facts that came out in 2010.
Hey.
I'm just going to share them for you. There's like a list of them. Okay?
Do you say 2010 or 2010? Did you slip right there?
2010. Can you say 2010?
Yeah.
2010?
I like saying 2010, but everyone's like, oh, you got to say 2010. I don't know what the correct way to say it is.
I say 011. Is that wrong?
Yeah. That is very
just
wrong.
Just kidding. Okay. So no, this is in 2010. These are like hot new sex facts that came out this year. I'm just going to read some because I thought some of them were very interesting. Okay. Women place a higher importance on looks than men do when looking for a casual sex partner. What do you think about that? Women are looking at looks more than men.
I mean, that's not
I don't
a
know.
Secret.
I always think that men look at looks more than women. For women, with our brain being our largest sex organ.
How many times have we gone over this where it doesn't matter, like, a woman will get laid no matter what?
Okay, well.
I don't understand why they're so hung up on looks. Like, hey, if you're a woman, you want to go get laid, then go outside.
However, here's part two to this, though. But that may not be that smart to go after looks. One poll found that computer nerds make the best lovers, with 82% of IT geeks claiming they put their partner's pleasures above their own. So maybe you should date a geek. Forget not that geeks can't be attractive, but if you're just going after looks and the superficial, you might want to find a guy who's home at night, like logging, you know, whatever.
He's making
geeks
websites
do.
Because
he's
you know
websites.
What? He's going to be a billionaire one day,
I
and
know.
He's going to slang some Disney for you. And some mean. See, that's why I don't get like all these chicks, all these hoochie mamas that are in the club with all these sleazy guys with gold chains on and ponytails. Like,
right.
I don't know why you're there. You need to go to the coffee shop where the guy is sitting in front of
the
computer.
I've dated geeks. I
I'm
love them.
That. I'm just saying the young generation right
young
now.
Young generation. Go with the hedgehog with the geeks.
They love dating losers. And
I know.
And you know how many beautiful women that I know that
date
can
losers.
Get quality guys that just date losers.
The guys who feel like they've got game or they say the right things or they've got all the right trappings of what seems like a good guy, but really they're not. I agree.
I tell those women, I'm like, they bitch and moan and how they can't find a good guy and all this stuff, but they always go to the wrong places. And I tell them, like, come with me to a .com party. You're going to find a cool guy that has his ish together.
Exactly.
You know?
You're right.
and half of them are open to going
We
there.
Did a show once on Geeks, Why Geeks Make Better Lovers. I've heard this before. Okay, here's another little hot new sex fact. Get it on the night before, you need to bring some great ideas into the office. According to anthropologist Helen Fisher, sex triggers brain chemicals that can improve creativity at work. So if you've got a big deadline at work and you got to come up with some creative new idea, just have sex the night before because it's going to stimulate those brain chemicals.
Really?
Yeah. If you're like at work and you're like, oh my God, I got to come up with this great new presentation for tomorrow, just have sex. That's what it says.
I don't know. It sounds exhausting.
Don't wait to feel turned on before you make a move. Most women experience arousal after the fun has already begun. This is so true that women, a lot of times, men are easy, more readily available for sex than women. They can get turned on a lot quicker. A lot of women get turned on in the act of getting turned on. So the foreplay, the kissing. So you just don't have to wait to feel like it. And so it basically is saying if women want to like make the first move and you're not really feeling it, just start going through the motions and you'll get into it. Not always, but a lot of times. It's true. I've done that. I've been like, oh, no, he wants to have sex with me. He's like, da, da, da. And then I get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
I like it. Oh, speaking of hot geeks real quick.
Yeah.
With the, for the guys that want to check out a hot geek girl, check out the cover of Maxim magazine right now.
Who's on it?
Her name is Olivia Munn.
Oh, yeah. She's a geek?
Oh, yeah. She's on all the, she hosts all the geek shows, like on G4. And
oh, really?
All that stuff. And she goes to all the Comic-Con stuff. She's like really super geeky.
Didn't know that. And she's hot.
Super hot.
Super hot. I've seen her picture. Hot. I didn't know she was a geek, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hate her. Just kidding. I'm a geek.
Google Olivia.
I'm a podcaster.
Munn, people. Okay. Now, I know this is towards the end of the podcast. So I want to know if you listen all the way to the end of the podcast.
Yeah, do
so
you listen email, to all the way in?
Email me if you checked out Olivia Munn.
Okay, email them. Where do they find you?
Oh, no, email.
Feedback at sexthemmy.com.
Because I'm not going to reply.
Menace doesn't reply. Okay, single women are more attracted to men who are taken than to those who are available.
Of course
I don't
are.
Think this is a 2010 fact, but whatever.
Home record.
Okay, watch a short porn scene before hopping in bed with your guy. Research has found that 58% of men and women who regularly use porn felt more comfortable with their sexuality and tending to their partner's sexual needs. So instead of men watching porn alone, bring it into a relationship. There's if you go to Adam and Eve, for example, they've got female-friendly porn. You can find porn for couples, porn that's more appropriate, because men and women like different kinds of porn. So it's just saying, if you want to spice things up, watch it for 10 minutes. It might increase your sex life.
All right.
All right. How about that?
I like it.
Okay. Then we've got... athletic women say their sexual performance is better. And maybe that's because female pro athletes have both clitoral blood flow and higher sexual satisfaction than women who don't exercise. So you don't have to be a pro athlete, just exercise. And I've read this across the books that people who exercise more are healthier and obviously, and they have better sex lives because their blood is flowing to the right parts. They're healthy. They're in good shape.
I went to the gym all this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Good for you.
And it
How do you
good.
Feel?
I feel
It does
way
feel
better.
Good. I went today. Gym's awesome.
And
I can't live without the gym.
I'm starting in slow, you know, 25 minutes a day.
Perfect.
And then I'll move it up.
That's how you start.
You know?
Don't beat yourself up.
It's good.
25 minutes is awesome. Okay, almost 53% of women have used a vibrator. This was a big stat that came out last year. It was in the New York Times. If you haven't tried it, start with a small one that won't overwhelm you, like a little tiny pocket rocket, you know, is my favorite.
Like Snooki. Snooki has a thing called the Kermit, and it's the size of a probably a lipstick
really?
Thing. Yeah.
I don't know it.
It's kind of grosses me out thinking that her using it, but it
was
like,
I don't even want to hear about Snooki's sex life, and I know who Snooki is, believe it or not.
Snooki. Snooki.
Snooki?
Yeah.
Snooki?
No, Snooki.
Okay, almost 50. Okay, a study of college students found that over a two-year period, both men and women had twice as many hookups as first dates. So they're not dating in college. But has that changed? Did you date
no.
in college?
No.
Okay, those are just a little bit of facts I wanted to give you. Oh, having sex once a week can improve your immune function by 30%. So you'll be healthier if you have sex once a week.
I like that.
Okay, so that's just a little facts I wanted to give to you. So, yeah, God, great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Anything else you need to add, Menace, before we take off here for the weekend?
I haven't checked my blog. I need to bring the paid views up. I haven't, like,
okay, so what's
it.
Your blog?
Just go to whitemenace.com.
Okay, I'll go there, too. Sweet. And I'm redoing my website, so I'm going to add it prominently on mine.
Sweet.
I know I've been talking about that for a while, but it's really happening. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember to check out all of our other shows. We've got 100 and almost 200 shows, so they're all there for you to take in. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember, your biggest sex organ is your brain, so learn something new to do in bed. Click on the Sinclair Institute ad on my website and check out their adult sex education DVDs, sex toys, adult DVDs, and other sexy products. You'll save 50% on any Sinclair item when you put in Emily50 at checkout.